Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Real Moms of Bravo. Real Moms of Bravo.
Hello, hello. Happy day. We are refreshed from New York City and eager to discuss Vanderpump. I do want to give you guys a programming note. Due to spring break and kids being out of school, we will not have a recap on Summer House, Beverly Hills, or Real Housewives of Miami. But we will give you a headlines episode where we will discuss our trip to NYC and whether or not you need to make a trip to see Ariana in Chicago. Let's talk about how weird this episode was.
I mean, first of all, I have to say where they stayed in Tahoe, it looks like at least. So if you're not familiar with Tahoe, there's a California side and a Nevada side. Most people stay on the Nevada side or live, I would say, by property on the Nevada side because taxes are much better. But my husband and I actually honeymooned and we were in the Heavenly area right by where they were staying. And I took that gondola.
Amazing.
My honeymoon. So like we're like different spots where they were. I'm like, I know right where they are. Beautiful place. I mean, we've seen them go to Tahoe before, but I feel like this is the first time we actually saw them like do a lot of Tahoe things and be on the gondola and do the boat and all the stuff. It's a really, really pretty place.
And Lake of the Ozarks compares nothing to Lake Tahoe and the water. I was like, I would actually get in that water.
No, it's like clean looking too. Like when you're there, it's like, oh, it's usually really cold is the only thing. Like even when it's warm out, it takes a lot for the it's nothing like this, but the water temperature, I would compare it or liken it to like a Wisconsin lake because it can be so cold and they get a lot of snow in the winter. It takes a lot to warm the water up. Very different locations, I know.
Well, very different than Lake of the Ozarks, which even though I just was saying I would never get in, I have been in my youth. So there is that.
I only go in to pee.
Yeah. We've been in it. Yeah. So we've done it.
Look up what they find at the end of every lake season in the bottom of the Lake of the Ozarks. It will disturb you.
Go down that rabbit hole. So Sheena, This episode is about Sheena and what the fuck, Sheena, starting with the meditation exercise. That was so weird.
Prior to that, she's revealing Vanderpump. She's revealing that Sandoval gave her thousands of dollars during the pandemic, which this was never discussed. I'm sure for her own pride, but it's wild.
It is so wild. I'm glad you brought that up because I do feel like in terms of people's reactions to the episode, I feel like this little tidbit was slightly glazed over. But the fact that she's like, my podcast was inexistent, I'm pregnant and I've got no money. And I was just like, wow, like how much did he Venmo you? Like how much money are we talking here? Like doesn't sound like $1,000.
It sounds like it would be several thousand.
It sounds like 10K.
Like 5 to 10K. Yeah.
Which is crazy. So she's struggling with this guy was there for me during one of my darkest, darkest moments, but I don't want to be friend. Like, I just struggling with it. He sucks. So she's having that conversation with Lala. Then they get into that weird meditation retreat that, you know, is led by Sandoval and this chick. And she, of course, Sheena, is paired up with Sandoval. And this dying at Twitter's reactions, because it was like a telenovela, the way they were looking at each other and talking.
I mean, also, I feel like it was a little bizarre. So they're supposed to be doing like a yoga slash meditation. Typically, that's not involving like other people. Like, I don't know, like yoga, even like they joke that you may touch your neighbor, but usually it's like you ideally don't want to be touched by other people because you want to be so in tune with your own body. Like, it was just weird to me. Then she had a back to back as part of this meditation. Clearly, this was like a staged thing.
Yeah. Sandoval's like, I'm going to mind fuck you into being my friend. With Sheena, I feel like truly didn't need that much convincing as time kind of goes on in this episode. But she's like having heartbreak. She's crying.
It was a little over the top for me. I get like she lost a friend. Absolutely. But like, I don't disagree with like, apparently Ariana said to her, like, you weren't the one cheated on. Like, yes, he did this. What he did had a ripple effect on the entire group. The group of friends will never be the same again. But I do feel like Sheena's almost wanting like Ariana to say like, I'm sorry him cheating on me messed up your friend. Like, you know what? It's like Ariana doesn't owe Sheena an apology.
No. And I will not take the slander that Ariana is getting. Like that people are like turning on her or saying like, get over it. I do feel like VPR producers could do us a favor and give us a timestamp just to remind people the context of where they were. We discussed this before on other episodes, but I just feel like, you know, we'll just kind of jump around a little bit since we're talking about Sheena, but that conversation on the phone when she called Katie and Ariana was so cringy. Like their faces, like if I were her, it's like, read the fucking room. Katie and Ariana are looking at you like you're crazy, talking about how you can't hate him forever for Ariana.
It was so weird. Also, like, you're on a boat on this beautiful body of water and you're saying how terrible it is. Like, I just think it was sort of like, okay, then why did you go on the boat? Why did you go on this trip? Like, I just feel like the whole thing, it was just really, it seemed like she was like attention seeking, and Ariana's not the one to seek it from, and Katie sure as hell isn't going to give it to her. And I kind of agree with Katie. It was sort of like she was saying, like, I know where my head's at. And they're like, well, do you? Because it sounds like you want to be able to be friends with Sandoval right now and still be considered ride or die for Ariana. And they both, unfortunately, in this situation, two things cannot be true.
No, I mean, maybe with time, but you can't say you're ride or die for someone and then be friends with their ex like that. Like
that cheated on them. Like, this wasn't like a we fell out of love. I hope like we want to all still be friends, love and light. Like, this is like what happened was deep and dark. And I love that Brock did not hold back on that gondola and was like, you trying to like make all this be like, yeah, what I did was terrible, but everybody didn't need to pile on. Everyone didn't need to talk about it on podcasts. It's almost like he thinks the rest of the world would not have hated him and would not have talked about it as much if Lala and Sheena hadn't said anything. Tom, the whole world was talking about it. Like, we got interviewed by freaking like New York Times about this, or LA Times about this. Like, this isn't like some little thing that like Sheena and Lala made bigger. This was a big bombshell from the start.
It was a huge bombshell. And like Brock said, he took zero accountability. The fact that also I firmly believe that Tom's camp did plant that story about Brock and trying to, you know, changed the narrative. But I love that Brock was like, he's only taking 10% and everything is like, poor me, victim. Like, I'm, you know, everyone's poo-pooing on me. And it's like, dude, you did this. It's kind of, I saw Bravo by Betches posted this, but that Olivia Rodrigo song, like 3 steps forward, 1 step back or whatever. But it does feel like Sandoval, he's doing his song and dance with how he wants people to feel about him. But in this particular moment, I'm like, bro, you gotta take accountability. And I like that Schwartz was just sitting there between them. It kind of gave me a lot of anxiety that they were getting heated in a gondola, to be honest.
Like, they're shaking.
Yeah.
I think it was good Schwartz didn't say anything, though, because I think sometimes he would be like, no, Brock, you know that he would never have done that. Like, I was like, good. Silence is a small step of improvement from Schwartz versus this like blind loyalty. I'm going to defend him no matter what. I mean, I'm not shocked that Tom Sandoval didn't say like, yeah, that was my camp and we did that. But he could just say, I'm sorry that story came out as a result of everything. I'm sorry for what all of you have gone through because of my mistake and my poor decision making, and left it at that. He wouldn't have to take accountability and say, yes, I planted the story. Just feel bad that people's lives are dragged through the mud because you cheated on your girlfriend.
Like, yes. And reality stars, I'm learning, can't do that. They really can't just say, wrong. I'm sorry. They yeah. just literally cannot say, I am sorry for X, and then period. We would, I mean, I guess these shows would be so boring if we didn't have, if they were able to say,
you're right, let's move on. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, so then we get Lala versus Tom. What was your take on that exchange?
I at first thought I was actually going to like, in the beginning, the way she was coming at it, I was like, I feel like I might actually end up agreeing with Tom. But when she started like vocalizing, it's just hard when she gets heated. I think you kind of like when she gets really heated, you kind of get like, oh, she's getting angry. It seems like maybe she feels like she's at fault for some of it. But at the end of the day, and I think Sheena actually did a great job of explaining it, I get why she's upset. Like, you're going to put stuff out there and say, I'm a douchebag, I'm not real, because I try to hide something about my life for a little bit on the show. And I wouldn't say she necessarily hid it. She just said, I'm not going to say who I'm dating. He's not going to film. Tom was doing the same thing, you know? So I get her point of like, can you just like, the day you got caught, you did an interview saying I'm a douchebag because I hid something for 2 years of my 6-year relationship. Can you just say sorry? Because I did like the same thing. And the fact that like, he just wanted to keep bringing up like those last 6 years. And I think there's something about Lala with Tom Sandoval that he hits below the belt in a really terrible way every time. He talked about how she pulled out the IUD. She wanted to get pregnant, that she knew what she was doing with Randall, that he was married. Like, even if like all of us maybe are suspecting some of these things, not all of them, like, let the viewers find that on their own. Like, you constantly being the one to say it, like, you look like the asshole. And I think the fact that he tries to keep bringing this up with Lala, it's like he wants her to feel like terrible for that relationship as if she doesn't already.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, you groom, you alienate. Like, when she went there, she's like, no, I'm going to get the last fucking word. But then they ended up hugging it out because Sheena got involved. So it's this
Sheena
song and
wants
dance.
Kumbaya so bad, so bad. And I think Brock wants it too, in a way, because then he went and apologized to Tom for yelling at him. And like,
he did not need to apologize to him.
I was like, dude, actually, I thought what you did was great. And I liked seeing it.
He did not need to apologize. The only person in this episode, other than Tom Sandoval, that needs to apologize is Sheena's band member for not knowing what a penne noodle
was. Pretty generic noodle. Like,
it's a very generic noodle. Like,
I
come
feel
on,
like
Kevin.
Spaghetti noodle, penne, rotini, maybe be third.
Fettuccine.
But we get to like cavatelli, and like there's other ones where I'm like, okay, like maybe if I saw it, I'd recognize it. Like, sometimes I'll even hear like of a certain pasta, like orchetta is one too, where like I'll hear like about it and then I'll see it like, oh yeah, I've had that pasta before, but you might not know it off the top of your head. So penne is pretty normal.
Oh, pretty normal. But let's wrap up with the VPR with Sheena's Dancing with the Stars comment.
Again, ooh. Sheena wants to be the victim somehow in this. It's like, because Ariana got Dancing with the Stars and Sheena's always wanted that Ariana, like, what was she supposed to do? Pass and say, well, you have Sheena do it. Set. Sheena started taking dance lessons. We see this in a preview. She started taking dance lessons in hopes they would pick her.
Which is insanity. And my thing, what's so wild about this, and, you know, even Lala making a comment about, I feel like those two are starting to make the comments of like, oh, Ariana's head's getting really big. Yeah,
let's build this narrative. She's
doing
getting
all
everything.
These,
yeah.
In everything. But it's like, bitches, like, your podcast wouldn't have blown up. Send it to Daryl wouldn't have been a thing. You wouldn't have bought that house in Palm Springs. Uber One. Like, you, that.
Emo Night. You wouldn't have had Emo
Uber
Night.
Yeah.
Uber Eats. Yeah. Like, I agree. I also think, like, there's obviously a hint of jealousy, and they're like, she's getting all these deals just because she got cheated on. And I'm sure there's a sense of like, wow, it's like, well, I got cheated on and, you know, I didn't get anything. And it's different. And at the end of the day, just be excited that like somehow one time, like one of the few times a woman gets screwed over and somehow comes up on top. Like, that
yes.
doesn't happen often.
Yes, Abby. That I mean, tweet it, put that out yeah. there. For once, be happy that a woman is coming out on top. Like, that needs to be discussed. Like, put it on a fucking t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and she's killing it. And like, also, she's working her ass off too. Like, we're going to talk about, we saw her on Broadway. She's doing all these other like shows and promos and commercials. It's like, she's getting all these things because of what happened to her. But like, it's not like it's just being handed to her. Like, she's working hard. So,
and she's also, there's still interest there.
Right.
Like, hello.
I mean, I can't wait to see a year later
from Scandal and saw her in Chicago.
I cannot wait to see what she does next. I know they extended her run on Broadway to see like what her next move is.
I do want to ask you before we take an ad break, I do kind of want to get your point of view in terms of what happens next with Vanderpump. Cause a lot of viewership is like, I'm bored by this season. Like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know how much more of this show can continue. But then again, we said that with season 9 and then came on season 10. I'm just curious if you have similar words,
and we'll get another explosive ending. No, I think there's a couple of shows right now, well, really just three that are at a bit of a crossroads because the purpose of the show when it started, and I'm thinking of Summer House, Vanderpump Rules, and Southern Charm, a lot of it had to do with people in their mid-20s figuring out who they are, dating, love life, career goals, like the whole thing. And it was really relatable. It was interesting to watch, I think, like the struggle and the overcoming and the falling back down and overcoming again. But now, you know, people are married, parents, like there is like this, like, where does it go? It can't keep being this, like, we're yelling at each other. It's dramatic. It's friends feuding, like, because I don't know. I feel like we were talking with somebody about this in New York. The older you get, the less fucks you give. So like, I don't find myself in like friendship drama nearly as much as I did in my mid-20s, because like, if someone says or does something, A, now I have the confidence of the moment, be like, I don't love that. Or if it's someone I care about and they're having a conversation, even if I feel like I didn't do anything wrong here, I'm like, I need to stop, listen, take it in. Maybe I did something wrong. I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know about it. Like, I think, you know, so it's like, we can't keep having these fights. So is it the Valley? Like, do they pivot into that and bring in a whole new crop for Vanderpump? I don't know. And it's the same for Summer House. Like, Kyle Cook can't keep acting like he's 25 when he's 45. And it's weird. I'm sorry. It's weird. He's sharing houses, like doing a share house at the Hamptons with someone almost 20 years younger than him.
It should be like his, it's like his house.
It's almost like the creepy uncle that has the lake house. And it's like, as long as you let him like flirt with you, you get free beer. Like, it's weird. We're teetering into like a weird territory with all these. So I don't know. I don't know what the future is, but I understand and see people saying like, I'm going to get bored with this. It can't just keep being the feuding. Like, what is it? And also, like, what is it going to be with Ariana and Sandoval? Like, it can't just keep being like two separate camps.
I personally feel, and I feel like the last thing I'll say, I feel like Ariana is gradually on her swan song. Like, she might have one more season left in her. And then I can see her just really focusing on acting or whatever, given all the opportunities that she has. Like, I see her kind of exiting.
I could see that too. I wonder with Katie, because she's one that I was like, I really would love to keep. And I would love to keep following Ariana's story, but I think we will because she'll be doing press for whatever show, movie, whatever she's in next. But like, where does that leave Katie?
Something about her, whether or not it opens.
So, I mean, time will tell. But I do think like it could be down to the final seasons of Vanderpump as we know it. I mean, we saw Roni, you know, like we were saying, these housewives are going to hit shelf lives too, and they're going to revamp them. And it worked for Roni. Atlanta's kind of going a different direction. I feel like they're bringing back some OGs. I think they tried that with OC and it worked out okay. So I don't know. We'll see.
Because support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. I have the Fisherman Cashmere hoodie. Abby and I love it so much. It's such an easy way to go to drop off my kid at school, to go and have lunch with a friend. You can kind of dress it up, dress it down. And I'm trying to focus on investing in pieces. And this is a capsule piece that I plan on keeping in my home for a very long time. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. And their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined.
From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenni Kayne is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to JenniKayne.com and use code REALMOMS to get 15% off. That is Jenni Kayne, JenniKayne.com, and use code REALMOMS to get 15% off. Again, JenniKayne.com and use promo code REALMOMS to get 15% off.
I have a new obsession that I am so excited to share with you guys. We have been loving getting the Factor meals. I loved it so much that I actually used our own URL and code to order 18 meals for myself. And I think it ended up being about $5 a meal with our promo code. And the best thing about Factor meals is they're ready to eat. They're fresh, never frozen. They taste delicious. And depending on what your, you know, nutrition goals are, lifestyle, you can have calorie smart, protein plus, keto. They have a vegetarian option. Everything is so good. Less than 2 minutes, but pop it in the microwave and you will fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Great to take to work with you. Anybody who's married to an accountant this tax season always hits us hard when it comes time for meals. Also, trying to cook a dinner that's good for you in the moment as you eat it fresh, but then also will taste good warmed up. Factor has you taken care of. I've also loved their wellness shots. They're such a, you know, quick little, you know, down the hatch and then you feel good. So we would love for you guys to try Factor meals as well. It's flexible for your schedule. You can get as many meals as you need and you can change it up each week. So sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/realmoms50 and use code realmoms50 to get 50% off. That's code realmoms50 at factormeals.com/realmoms50 to get 50% off.
We're towards the end of our cast trip with Potomac ladies. They have a Havana night, which I'm nitpicking at this as someone who is Dominican and they are in the DR. I'm like, this is not Cuba. We don't need
You know it. Why they did it though, right?
Because of the pun.
No. That was Ashley. Ashley was going to have a birthday party called Havana Nights in Potomac. And she had to cancel it because of the air quality outside. So they said that we're going to Cuba and from the DR. Oh, and we're okay, doing well, Havana
okay,
night.
Whatever. I still don't like it. I still wanted them to pivot.
They did acknowledge that like it was Cuban and that they were doing it because Ashley didn't get it for her.
Okay.
She,
well, this goes to show the texting portion or scrolling through my iPhone portion of my watching of Potomac. It happens to all of us, you guys. Okay, Candace. I do feel like when it comes to Chris, I'm all for riding ride or die for your spouse and being loyal, but I do feel like we're at a place where we have to let the mouse go.
It's going on too long. And also it's like now she has a vendetta against everyone. It feels like she doesn't like Robin. She doesn't like, she'll be okay with Ashley, but she doesn't prefer Ashley. She doesn't like Giselle. It's like, and like, even I feel like with her friend, sometimes she's like hot or cold with this friend that they've brought in. I feel like, maybe it's just time to let it go. And I feel like that's why Robin's like, look, I regret even standing up for him now. Like, it's just like you've made this out to be something and turned it into something. And Candace might be right. It might be that Robin did manufacture this. But like kind of like what I was saying with Sandoval, let people figure it out. These internet detectives will. And then you don't look like the bad guy. Let Robin look terrible and maybe say, I had suspicions all along, but I wanted to, you know, believe that she didn't do it or whatever. It feels like we're like grappling onto this. And it was weird. I was thinking about for some of the women like in Potomac, and I think this is part of the reason why people are annoyed with this season. We don't have a lot with some of these women beyond just like the fighting over a rumor. And it's like, we need more.
Yes. And like one of my pet peeves as a Housewives viewer is drama being rehashed again. Like we've already unpacked this in the reunion last year. And this is going to come up again in this year's reunion. And I'm just really over it at this point. You can carry on that baggage on your own, but from a viewer perspective, just let the mouse go. The women also then confront Candace and Wendy over the like their eyes, the looks, the stares that they were giving as Giselle was kind of talking about college choice of where Grace is going. Then Jizzy pulls Karen to the side and is like, listen, like, we're cool. We're good. I feel like Giselle's like, I feel like since you're such good friends with them, like, why didn't you call them out on that? And I was with, you know, guys know I ride for Karen, but I actually was like, you know what? She's like, you do that your damn self. You didn't say anything. Like, you can speak up and say it for yourself. Did you agree with that? Or do you feel like Karen should be putting her friends in check as well?
Well, I think Karen should have been putting her friends in check. I agree. If Giselle had stood up more. I mean, Robin initiated this conversation. I feel like Giselle didn't really say a lot. So I think if Giselle was saying, like, it really hurt me, I was noticing, like, the looks, I felt like you can like me or not like me, but, like, the kids have always been off limits. Like, that was really low that you guys were exchanging those looks. And then if they kept going, I could have seen, like, I could even seen Giselle being like, Karen, do you agree with how they were acting? And then, like, bring Karen in. And I think it would have been fine. But then to after the fact, like, you should have said something in the moment. It's like, yeah, well, Giselle, you didn't say it in the moment either. So I mean, if I'm Karen, I'm like, does she really care? Or is this just something that bothered Robin?
Yeah, absolutely. So and then I love that they ended their chat, like, throwing, like, making fun of each other. Like, you're
asking. Yeah, like, but we're good. Yeah.
Now, like, it's like, they remind me of, like, sisters. It's like a sisterly.
They are very sisterly. And I think that's the thing with them, too. It's like, at the foundation of it, there is a weird sense of, like, love for one another there.
Yes. Well, Karen, in her true spirit and Karenisms, is talking about her cardiovascular health and journey with her trainer, who's not actually a personal trainer, but just someone who used to be an NFL player who now trains Karen. I love that the women were digging for blue eyes.
This is bizarre. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's also like, does a lot with, like, just being like a sports analyst for football games and stuff. He's a very attractive man, but I agree. I'm like, he's a busy fella. Like, how is he finding this time to train Karen? And where did they become friends? Like, I get, like, the DMV area can be small, but, like, Karen, how do you know Vernon? And then we learn Ashley is friendly with Vernon. I don't know if it's still going on, but Ashley definitely had an inner thigh workout of her own that I think was a little different than the one that Karen's been getting.
Absolutely. And I feel like when she left to go to the restroom, it was like to regroup herself, and she didn't want this recorded on camera because she didn't want it to be used against her in her maybe divorce.
He wasn't, like, it was one of those things. He's like, I don't want to be on camera, like, going on a date with you. Like, she was trying to respect his privacy as well. Yeah, it came up a couple times and she kind of blushed and got, like, schoolgirl with it every time. So, I mean, he is a very hot man. So,
oh yeah, get it, girl. I did laugh that Giselle was like, well, he's black, he's not your type. Like, it just like made me laugh. I was like,
I mean, I do. I was like, well, she does have a point. We've gone from Michael Darby to Luke, like, you know, and then she said there was a different hockey player before Luke. So, you know,
it just, like, made me laugh.
Touche. Yeah.
Touche. Let's talk about Mia. So Mia, half the group is split up, and Mia, like, I look forward to production's montage of her tall tales because she talks about, you know, feet. They're talking about their pedicures and nail polishes. And all of a sudden, Mia's like, yep, I used to, you know how some people have foot fetishes? And everyone's like, yeah.
Really thought she was going to say, like, she would have said OnlyFans. I'm like, this is good. This is a good soft launch of OnlyFans.
Honestly, it really would make sense for her. Like, come for Lars's money. Yes.
No, and no judgment. Whatever. No. Like, get that.
Launch, I mean, it.
People want to see my feet, I'd sell pics of it.
But she was like, no, when I was working at the club, like, men who really liked my feet would pay me money, but they liked it when I would put my foot on their chest. I was just like, what?
That was bizarre. And did they put both feet, like, was she putting both feet on at the same time?
I don't know. I feel like there's toe sucking as well.
Yeah. I love, though, Wendy's comment.
Yeah, Socrates.
You're Socrates because you've always got a story. She will make a short story long. It is really funny. Like, or just manufacture or make up a story out of nowhere. We're like, wait, we weren't even talking about this. Yeah. Why are you sharing this much information? I kind of felt that same way when she was trying to, actually, I think she brought up Ashley not getting a divorce with the women. And I think she was almost wanting, like, them to be like, oh yeah, she's just gold digging. She just wants the money. Like, so then, like, Mia could say, like, all of us were saying this, or she could try to throw some of the women out of the bus. I was really surprised by Wendy, Candace. I wasn't surprised by Karen, mostly Wendy and Candace basically being like, she will divorce him when she's ready to. She has her own, you know, issues with her father leaving her. And Wendy was like, I'm a product of divorce. I know it's something that takes a lot of thought. It's not something you go into lightly. And I think Candace was like, you know, this is an abandonment or leaving of another father figure for her. Like, I understand why she's like not in a rush to do it. It was interesting then. So then the women threw Mia under the table and were like, Mia was saying you're a gold digger. And I thought actually it was kind of funny that Ashley in her confessional was like, you thought you were a gold digger and it was fool's gold. And that's like pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I think that might be some of it. And I think because for the most part, it seems like Ashley and Michael, from what we understand, have at least a good agreement. And they're not in like, it doesn't seem like they're fighting over he doesn't want to pay for stuff or he wants the kids more. It seems like they've come to a good agreement amongst the two of them. So I think there's some jealousy there.
Yeah, and it's what works for them. I mean, divorce is expensive. Yeah. And if you can get by truly being separated, I feel, and living your own separate lives, I think she also likes the financial security of it all. She doesn't want to be like, just given how she grew up with her mom and the abandonment issues that you mentioned, I can understand it. And she did say it. I mean, she explained it already. So, but Mia tried, but I also kind of enjoyed it at the same time, if I'm being honest.
It was good TV, you know, and it was kind of, I think, fun to see the mess, like, or the attempt at a mess. But yeah, so do we have 2 episodes left of Potomac?
I don't know.
We need to wrap this up.
And we got to wrap it up.
We're nearing Christmas Eve. It is 11:52 p.m. Like, Santa's coming down the chimney. Wrap it up.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, this concludes this week's show. But before we let you all go, let's discuss shout outs. I think I have a sneaking suspicion who your shout out is going to be this week.
Well, I've already shouted her out, but I'm going to do it again. I want to give a shout out to Caitlin Clark. I knew you were going to know that. We were watching it in the cab and watching it at the bar before West from Summer House joined up with us. I think the coolest part for me, so she breaks the record. You know, we watched it like on my phone in New York, and then just walking around New York in that moment, they'd already put up these cool ads that said like it was never a long shot. I mean, it kind of looked like she was shooting a basketball across like the street, which, you know, and like in New York, not just like a little street. It was cool to get to see those like ads up there so quickly. So shout out Caitlin Clark. I think I know who yours is, though.
Who do you think mine is?
I think you're going to give yours to Ariana, but I could be wrong.
Oh, my God. It's like she knows me so well. Yes, I am going to give mine to Ariana. So Chicago is a musical that spoke to me in high school. If we all remember the movie with Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones, it's something that I was doing the Cell Block Tango inappropriately as a 15-year-old in my room with no one watching. So watching Ariana bring that to life was everything to me. And let me remind you guys, she graduated from college with a theater major in theater. So this is not like just some random reality star who didn't have some sort of training in this. Her training might have been on pause for a moment, but let me tell you, it was fantastic. So if you also find us fantastic, now's the time to leave us a 5-star rating or written review. We got goals, we got plans, honey. We are discussing a live show, so stay tuned on the details of what that could be. But to kind of make these things happen, we need these ratings and reviews. So give us a 5-star rating or written review. And with that, make it a great day or don't. The choice is yours.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.